Congresswoman Martha McSally was appointed to the U.S. Senate this week and will be joining her general election opponent, Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema, in that body next month. In order to maintain the seat, McSally will have to run in a special election in 2 years. She could face at least one opponent in the GOP primary. And the buzz for the last few months is that a key Democratic opponent could be Arizona's former Attorney General Grant Woods. Woods had been a Republican for his entire adult life, but recently made the decision to switch parties. That followed his return to the spotlight with his words at the Phoenix Memorial Service for his friend and former boss, Senator John McCain. I met Woods this week at his office. It was about an hour or so after Governor Doug Ducey made the official announcement that Martha McSally would be taking over McCain's longtime Senate seat. So my first question was whether that would affect Woods' decision on whether or not to run.
It really doesn't. I was pretty sure all along that he was going to pick McSally, and I'm certainly not afraid to run against her. I would kind of look forward to that. So it doesn't really affect my views.
How big a year has 2018 been for you?
It's been the most tumultuous, unexpected, and alternating, horrible and satisfying year of my whole life. The two biggest influences in my life, my father and Senator McCain, both passed away, and wasn't really expected. I mean, we were hoping John was going to pull through. My dad was totally unexpected, so that's been rough. It's been it just takes away kind of your anchor, the people who have always been there that you can go to for advice, that you can turn to, and my biggest fans too. So that's been hard. On the other hand, this whole idea of running for the Senate has clearly been organic. I've been pretty transparent about that. I wasn't thinking about that, but it's satisfying that there's so many people want me to do this. I just have to, figure this out one step at a time because it's happened very quickly.
So how do you define that great phrase, public service? Because you're a guy that many of us envy. Let's see, there's the Diamondbacks Fantasy League, there's the album, there's the play. Mm-hmm. Is this about giving back in some way? Is this about the feeling that some of the ideas you advocate aren't out there?
Yeah, I do think the country's in a real time of crisis, primarily because of Trump. And I think what happened to me was, at the same time people were coming to me trying to get me to consider running for the Senate, it wasn't lost upon me as we reflected on John McCain's life that his life was all about service. It was about duty, honor, country, that you have a responsibility to get off the sidelines and to try to make things better. And I have done that. I have served my state and my country, but I haven't done it in a long time. And so that's what's changed. Honestly, when I look at it, there are so many downsides. It's hard to even describe them. And there's some upsides. But the main reason to do it is just from a sense of duty and an obligation that the country has problems and we need to change things. And maybe I'm in a position to do it, so maybe I should do it.
So in public radio, we talk a lot about civil discourse, Grant. But in the world of politics, it's hard to... It's one thing for a Republican and Democrat to be friends, but do you think we're in a time where civil discourse just doesn't cut it, or is this a time for that?
I think this is a time for that. I think that's one of the things that, if I'm going to be involved, that I'm going to try to bring to the table. I really don't care that much about either party, and I say that. It's not going to be that popular with my new Democratic Party, I guess, but I don't. That's not what it's all about to me. I get it. We have two parties, fine. Arizona, we have an awful lot of independents. I'm very sympathetic to that. I think I don't really care about that. I think what we care about is that we're all in this together. We're all Americans. And we either sink together or we rise together. And the idea that one party has all the good ideas and, the problems that are left are big problems. They're difficult. There's a reason they haven't been solved yet. So if we're going to talk about, you name it, healthcare, or we're going to talk about public education system, we talk about things like homelessness, why wouldn't we want everybody at the table? Let's let everybody get their ideas out there, discuss them with respect, and then work together and craft a solution. I think that's what people want. Somehow we've gotten into just rank partisanship on both sides, right down the line, my way or the highway. And the problem with that is you don't get my way or the highway. We get nothing, okay? And that doesn't serve the country well.
So what did the Sinema McSally race tell you about Arizona voters at this point?
Yeah, well, I've always believed Arizona voters are pretty independent. I think if we tend to think that they're very conservative because we look at our legislature, but that's a result of gerrymandering usually. I think throughout my time here, which is my whole life, Arizonans on ballot measures and in certain races have shown their independence. So I think they're willing to just pick their best candidate. Certainly there's an edge, I think, to Republicans, no question. But a combination of maybe not the greatest candidate for the Republicans and a really solid candidate for Democrats, there's a pathway to victory for Democrats. I think in 2020, with the right candidates, I think Democrats can do very well. I think we could win this for the presidency. I think you could win it for the Senate. On the other hand, it's pretty obvious to me, you could just get smoked if you put the wrong people up. I mean, Arizona's not going to be there for some of these candidates, nor, you know, should they. So what this showed me was, once again, the voters are paying attention. They're pretty smart, and they are pretty centrist. They want people who they can trust, that are going to try to do the right thing for the state and for the country, and not just try to please the party bosses or a very narrow constituency.
Let me ask you one personal question. There were years where those of us who didn't know him personally would say, oh, Senator McCain, ever going to leave the Republican Party?
Yeah.
Did you talk with him before he passed about you switching parties?
No. I know, I will say this, Senator McCain was, for all his maverick ways, and he was truly a maverick. All I can tell people is if you knew him as well as I, that's not hype. That's him. You say, hey, you need to walk through that door, he'll walk through the other door. It's just how he is. He likes to go against the grain. But he really still had this tie to the Republican Party. It would be very difficult for him to walk away from it, much more so, obviously, than me. And that's one of the reasons why I waited so long until after his passing. For example, when I endorsed Hillary Clinton, it was in part clearly because I viewed Donald Trump as a real threat to the country. He wasn't happy about that. He thought, he understood my sentiment and how I believe, but he thought I should just been quiet, you know. And I just didn't think it was something you should be quiet about. So no, I didn't talk to him about it. I know he would have said, no, you need to hang in there in the Republican Party and let's fight and let's change it. You know, I'm not 20, so I don't have that much time to fight that fight. And I don't have the inclination. I don't want to. They've had their chance, and they made their choice, and now they're going to have to live with it.
Grant, finally, how soon are folks who are not in your inner circle going to know whether you're going to run for Senate or not?
You know, it's crazy how fast these things supposedly have to happen, but I think sooner rather than later, you know, it's 2 years from now, but apparently it looks like I'm going to have to announce here, sooner rather than later. So I think the spring.
That's former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods. I spoke with him earlier this week in his Phoenix office about whether he'll be running for U.S. Senate.